Now's the time to save 30% on wedding jewelry, only on BlueNile.com. Make sure your wedding ring is the one with your pick of diamond and lab-grown diamond bands, all hand-finished and graded for excellence. Or surprise her with something blue she'll love for life, like a stunning pair of sapphire earrings. Blue Nile's jewelry experts are available 24/7 to help, from fit questions to style advice. Right now, get up to 30% off at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello and welcome to the Fangirls Podcast, a place for fun, fandoms, friendship, and most importantly, fangirling. I'm Julie, and today, buckle up, fans, because we're chatting all about the action-adventure comedy, The Fall Guy. And when I say we, I mean me and our lovely correspondent, Miss China. Welcome back, friend.
What is going on, friend?
This movie was so much fun. I mean, I'll say it right now, but I don't think Ryan Gosling gets enough credit for his comedy at all.
No. Definitely love him as a serious actor, love him as an action actor, but it's comedy? We all saw it with Barbie. Give this man more comedy roles. We're into it.
It's a vibe. It really
is. It's a vibe.
I did not think I could love him more after The Notebook and or as Ken. He took his Kenergy to a new level. That being said, you will definitely leave the theater, find appreciation for stunt performers. It's something that does not cross my mind, and it's obvious that, like, yes, actors have stunt doubles for anything and everything, even if it's, you know, a more intimate scene, not right. Just jumping out of a building. But this highlighted that aspect in so many great ways. And again, the comedy was flawless.
Absolutely. Did you know? Because I didn't know this, but when I went to go see in the theaters, the director and Ryan Gosling came on screen before the movie played. Did they have it at yours?
They did.
And the director is a former stuntman. Yeah, he did stunt work in Blade, stunt work in Fight Club, Big Mama's House, The Mexican, Ocean's 11, SWAT.
Wow, he's got street cred.
Matrix, yeah, Matrix Reloaded, Matrix Revolutions, Van Helsing, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, 300. Jupiter Ascending, like, there's just classics. For anyone to have been the director for this complete love letter to the stunt people of the industry, it makes sense that it was him.
I think my only complaint is that it ran a little too long.
I definitely think there could have been a couple things that were edited out.
Yeah, and I say this as a very dedicated Ryan Gosling fan. I love looking at that man. 3 hours of looking at him, yes, I'm down. But make it make sense. You're a bird. I'm a bird. Okay.
Right.
I will look at that man all day, every day, if he crosses my path. So I've got some casting for you.
Go for it. Because this cast was insane.
So as Colt Seavers, we have Mabu, Ryan Gosling. As Jody Moreno, we have Emily Blunt. As Tom Ryder, we have Aaron Taylor Johnson. As Gail Meyer, we have Hannah Waddingham. And as Dan Tucker, we have Winston Duke.
I love him so much.
Oh,
I'm telling you right now, I love me some Winston Duke. I mean, obviously, I'm a Black Panther fan. RIP Chadwick Boseman, love him dearly, was my everything. So obviously, I love him from Black Panther. But Winston Duke is one of those actors who is taking some very interesting projects. And I have loved him in every project he's decided to do. From the Jordan Peele kind of scary movies. I've seen a couple of like his more indie-ish films. And then this one, I'm like, the man can do it all. And he's beautiful.
Well, I'm ready for some tea. Are you ready for some tea?
Always.
All right. This is the part of the show where we spill the tea. This means spoilers. So if you have not watched The Fall Guy, starring Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt, we're about to spoil it for you. All right. I know we just went on and on about how much we love Winston Duke, but who do you want to see in more movies with Ryan Gosling, Emily Blunt, or Winston Duke? Because the chemistry with those three in general was so much fun to watch.
Yes. I also feel like I wouldn't have put them together.
No, not at all.
And that's what I loved about it. And I think my answer is very broad to this because I want to see unconventional pairings of all these people.
Good answer.
Give me someone random. Give me like a Winston Duke, George Clooney.
Okay.
Or like, give me like a Ryan Gosling, Seth Rogen. Let me just see it. I don't know if that's going to work, but I just want to see some, because I wouldn't have put these two people together.
I thought you were going to go like far left and be like McLovin.
McLovin and some Ryan Gosling. No, I'm going to list how left
the Cinderella story.
You know, Antonia Banderas, Emily Blunt.
Okay.
Actually, I think that would be fire. Not
yeah, that'd be
lie.
Actually really good. But and put them in yeah. Shrek, like the fifth Shrek yeah. movie.
Right. I want something random, you know, Emma Watson, Ryan Gosling. Okay, I'm in.
If you put Ryan Gosling in a Harry Potter movie, shit would get so real so fast. Okay.
You're like, him in robes? Down.
Done.
What house would Ryan Gosling? I don't know what he would be.
He's slick enough to be a Slytherin.
You know, I was going to say that, but I didn't want to take him for my team. But, you know,
I know.
Add him to the Harry Potter conspiracy theory. It's fine. I know. It's okay, fine. Who would you want to see? Who would you want to see together?
Oh, well, I mean, I thought the magic was most definitely there between him and Winston Duke. So if we did it like a buddy cop movie.
Yes. Yeah, no, a buddy cop movie with those two would be hilarious.
Yeah. Or, I mean, if you want to take it, again, complete left field.
Right.
Murder mystery.
Ooh. Yes, like an Orient Express, Glass Onion kind of movie.
Oh, Glass Onion would be real good.
You know what I mean? Like a whole bunch of people in a different cast.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
But we still have, was it Daniel Craig?
Daniel Craig obviously has to come back 100%. Mm-hmm.
But if you throw Winston Duke, well, hey, you know what? If it's Glass Onion, we're bringing Emily Blunt too.
Oh, yeah. Emily Blunt. For the hell of it, just bring her husband. It's fine.
Yeah.
John Krasinski. He'll be the bellhop. We'll do a little Mary Poppins reunion situation and then put Julie Andrews in there. It's fine. I feel like you just like gotta roll the Rolodex and just throw someone else in there. You know what I mean? Like, who do we have on call?
Put the Duke in there.
The Duke of Hastings?
Yeah.
The Duke of Hastings, my love. I burn for you.
But Reggae Jean Page has already started a movie with Ryan Gosling. So this is just bring your friend to work day.
And he was in Harry Potter.
So I think Reggae Jean Page is the Gryffindor. Just putting
it
out there.
You know, I could be a good girl. I could be the bad girl who turns him. It's fine. He's like, she's a Slytherin, but she has a heart of gold. It's fine. Maybe he's in his bad girl stage. Whatever. I'm into it. I burn for you.
We'll end up at the same Christmas party. It's fine. But point being, Winston Duke and Ryan Gosling was the dream team I didn't know I needed.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. One of my favorite things in this movie, and I think I put it in my review of it, is that I want a friend who will do like movie quote references with me. Like I'll spit something out and you'd be like, oh yeah. And, like you're the guest of the movie. Like I need someone who will get my references like that. That is like friendship goals for me.
Next serious question. What was your favorite stunt that Ryan Gosling pulled off? Because that was impressive throughout the whole movie.
Oh, absolutely. I was
truly taken aback by that.
I love where he like falls out of the helicopter, but like flips him off at the same time.
Okay.
I was like, that is so perfect. And also, if I ever jump out of a plane, that is how I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Like falling into the crash pad. Love it. What about yours? What was your favorite?
Oh, I'm going to give it to the boat suicide stunt.
Oh, fair.
And I was like, well, okay, there's like 45 more minutes of movie. He is not dead. Yeah, no, I thought that was impressive. And I've been to Universal Studios enough to know how they practice stunts.
Right. Like we've all seen Waterworld.
Yes, exactly. They have a stunt show where they'll show you all the safe stunts that they can do on screen. And one of them was the boat.
Right.
Or it wasn't as epic as the boat suicide stunt, but I was like, all right, this is impressive. Back to the comedy aspect of this movie. How many times did you catch yourself laughing out loud?
I was cracking up so hard in this theater. I'm really glad there wasn't that many people in the theaters when I went to go see it. Because there were so many moments where you just like, not even a laugh, like you cackle, just outburst cackling.
So
what was your one that like got you to cackle?
I have a couple. So bear with me. Okay, the scene with the unicorn. Because I love the witty banter, like the dual screen between him and Emily Blunt as they're having the phone conversation.
Oh, yeah, perfect.
And it was just, it was cute. It was funny. But then he ends the conversation with a hallucination of a unicorn. And I was like, I now have a new expectation for rupees.
Absolutely.
If I don't see a unicorn, this did not work. This was a shoddy rupee job. Okay. But the other moment was when Ryan Gosling or Colt sneaks into Jody's trailer dressed up as an alien.
Oh, yeah. She like attacks him.
Yeah. And she full on attacks him. And he's like, No. And he's signing and he gives the thumb up. And dudes, gentlemen, take note. This is why you don't sneak up on women, because you will get an Emily Blunt who will kick your ass so hard, so fast, till no end. We have mentally prepped for combat for this reason.
Oh. We are true crime women now. Like, welcome to 2024. We are true crime documentary series watching women. We will attack now and ask questions later.
So when she handed his ass to him, I was A, rooting for her, but also I was like, okay, you can like sign to her. And when he used the voice speaker box and it was the alien voice, it was so good.
Yeah. My biggest absolute cackle, he jumps into this beefed up car, turns the radio on, and Taylor Swift's All Too Well comes on, and he's like singing with it and he's crying, and I'm like, of course you're a Swiftie, of course you are. And it's like, you know, every Swiftie knows All Too Well, the 10-minute version, you know what I mean? We all know it, and he's singing to it. One, I'm already laughing at that, and then she like knocks on the window and she like calls him out like, are you crying to Taylor Swift? And I'm like, yeah, it's so good, it's so good.
We're in the tea, so this is a big spoiler, okay? Okay, you have been warned. At what point did you know the publicist was behind the setup?
I feel like I for sure knew when she didn't react really to the dead body situation. Okay. I feel like there was moments before where I was like, she seems sketch.
Right.
Right? Super sketch. But then I was like, you're not asking enough questions. This person just found a dead body. And you're just like, okay, you should have questions. You should have a reaction. You should have something. And I'm like, okay, she's involved somehow.
Yeah.
She's involved. She did something. I originally thought she might have killed the actor that she told him to go look for. And I was like, oh, she's just gonna like do it that way. And then there was like get the dead body and stuff like that. So like, there's two people dead now. And I'm like, but yeah, so the publicist thing, I feel like she should have had way more questions to not be suspicious. At what point did you know?
For sure, the dead body.
Right.
For sure. I was suspicious when Jody said, I didn't want him here. What is he doing here? I didn't know this.
Right.
And when she got him a plane ticket.
Oh, absolutely. Like, oh, you're trying to hide something.
You're trying to hide. Well, not just you're trying to hide something. Oh, you're trying to make it look like he's fleeing the country.
True.
So again, true crime girlies.
True crime girlies.
We know a planned second degree murder, you know, escape route when we see one.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But she was sneaky. Biggest plot twist.
This is the one that I didn't see coming, because I was like, I know you're kind of a bad person, but I didn't think you were this much of a jerk. Is that he was the one that caused Colt's accident? Dude. I didn't see that. I was like, yo, you're a jerk, but you're not like, I'm a hurt someone jerk on purpose, bro.
Right.
Bro, that's bad. Cause I was like, okay, since there's accidents, there's whatever, like, I get it. The fact that he caused it, really, bro? Yeah, I didn't see that part coming.
No, I didn't see that one coming either.
Yeah, but do you have a plot twist?
I mean, I didn't see Jason Momoa making a cameo.
Yo, that part.
Coming in hot as the main character at the very end.
Right, right.
And I didn't dislike it. I was like, he makes a very good space cowboy.
Absolutely, but I did not see his name on anything.
No,
I didn't see his name on any of the... Were you even at the premiere? Like, I don't know. You kept this a secret. I love that.
All right. Or... the other plot twist.
Okay, go ahead. What's the plot twist?
How Tom Ryder dies. It was so unexpected. He was looking for cell service and walks into the wrong area only to get blown up. Natural selection at its finest. Yeah, that does make sense. He would do that. Dies in a stunt accident. Tells me I don't do my own stunts. Cut to black. I really love the plan of attack to get Tom to confess.
That was good.
That was a wild ride. And done so well. Overall, beautiful homage to stunt performers. Highly recommend. 10 out of 10. And if you have almost 3 hours, go see it in a movie theater. And now it is time for the Spotlight of the Week.
Looking for a quick and honest review on an upcoming movie? Check out Parking Lot Reviews, where our lovely correspondent, Miss China, gives her hot take on a variety of movies the moment she leaves the theater. Follow Parking Lot Reviews on TikTok and Instagram at Parking Lot Reviews. The Fangirls Podcast is brought to you by Believe Podcast Network, and we want to thank you for listening to our podcast. Be sure to tune in every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts for a new, fun, fandom episode of the Fangirls Podcast.
We here at the Fangirls Podcast are not affiliated with the following: anything to do with this film, aka Ryan Gosling, Emily Blunt, any of the cast that we mentioned, any of the stunt performers or the director, we're just really big fans.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.